in your Bibles, the book of Mark, chapter 10. And as for an announcement, we have no water at the moment. There was a note on the door, Mason found it, and it says that they shut it off because they determined we had a leak. And we got to fix the leak before we get it back on, so I guess they were just doing an inspection or something. They had other things on there, but they weren't checked, so that was the one that was checked. Or they said we had a faucet running because they couldn't pressurize the system, which I know we did have a seepage, a little leak back there in the men's toilet, but I don't know if that's what they're talking about or what. Because we didn't see anything in the basement when we worked on it. But anyhow, Mark chapter 10, I want to begin reading in verse 23. And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. I'm going to stop right there. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is just after he had spoken to a certain rich young ruler who had gone away sorrowfully. And after he had spoken to him and the fellow had gone away, he turned to his disciples and he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And this was an astonishment to the disciples. Now, the reason for their astonishment is simple. Because at that time, if you were rich, it was thought you were blessed of God. You read this, didn't you? It's true. It is. It was taught today. There are those that teach that God blesses monetarily those who give monetarily. And there are those who teach if you're not healthy, if you're not wealthy, you're not living right. Or, I'm sorry, you have a lack of faith. And you don't give enough to the Lord's work. And that's the way they say it. But that usually means me or us, the church. Now, I have nothing against giving whatsoever. And it does state that God loves a cheerful giver. And as a man purpose in his heart, give. But it nowhere states that he will bless you with more money. There are blessings from the Lord. There are many. God does bless his children, but our Lord Jesus Christ was more impressed with the widow's mite than by the large amount given to by anyone else. Because it meant more to her.
Right.
It was more. It was all she had.
Right.
Now, Christ knew exactly what effect his words would have on his disciples. And after he had their attention, he spoke again with just a small addition. He says, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? it is easy for those who have riches to trust in them. Especially when told by those in authority that it's a blessing. Christ states that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom. Now, I've heard, personally, people talk about this, that there was a gate that you would come in, and they called it the eye of the camel, and it was narrow, and it was really hard to get a camel through. That's not what he's talking about. Because you read their reaction after he states this, says, and they were astonished out of measure. Yes, he just had stated what he repeats here, with men it is impossible. You can't get the camel through the eye of a needle, okay? It's the same thing where he says, well, you swallow the camel and you strain at the gnat. You're not supposed to. In this case, the camel's not going through an eye of a needle. Whatever he was talking about, it was impossible. That was what he, and that was why they were even more astonished. Of course, the disciples asked among themselves, who then can be saved? Christ said, with men, no one can be saved. That's pretty steep. With men, no one can be saved. And this is what he was leading up to. The disciples, being men of their times and knowing only what they had been taught, thought rich people had a better chance of getting in, because that was the prevalent thought of the day, as it is the prevalent thought today in a lot of places. I mean, a lot of places. And Christ was showing them what they had been taught was incorrect. Because if a man is trusting in riches, he will not enter the kingdom of God. And if you want to keep going, if a man is trusting in his works, he will not enter the kingdom of God. If a man is trusting in his heredity, he will not enter the kingdom of God. Because of one simple fact, with men, it is impossible. Entering the kingdom of God is not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man. Entering the kingdom is not of him that wills, or of him that runs. Entering the kingdom is of those who are born of God. That shows mercy. With God, all things are possible, even the salvation of those that are rich. Who then can be saved? With God, all things is possible. All things are possible. Jesus Christ has saved his people from their sins. Jesus Christ calls them by name and they follow him. He brings his lost sheep into his fold. He feeds them and he keeps them until that day. Because all things are possible with God. Our Heavenly Father, we are again thankful to be in this place. And Lord, we ask for your blessings. And we know that you will provide what we need in this world as we go about. Because you have known, you know what we need. And Lord, we will thank you and give you the praise and the honor and the glory, because it is yours now and forever. Amen.